Johnny just asked, how, what is the capacity of this restaurant run by G family?
I don't imagine that the place could hold more than 20 or 30 people at the most, mm-hmm. because the store area, the store area of that particular part of the building had contained not only the dining room, but the kitchen and the living quarters and the back for the 13 children.
Oh.
So it's a pretty crowded uh-huh. area, you know.
Can you remember what type of a food did they serve in this restaurant? Do you know?
Imagine it's Cantonese food, because they all come from the same village practically, you know, towards the Canton. You know,
yeah, I know, but we say Cantonese food. Can it be, you know, like, you know, Chinese dishes? Can be like banquet style, or just like family style, or, you know, what I mean is family style cooking.
Oh, banquet. Since like you were invited out.
You know, the vegetables, and they probably cook, what we say, hamu jeji ho bang,
yeah,
and that sort of thing like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't imagine he has ever gone into a banquet. I've never heard of anyone holding a banquet in there.
Yeah. I see.
Just a simple family type
family
cooking.
Family time. I remember one day, like Chinese New Year, for instance. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the main celebration among the Chinese. During Chinese New Year, and when they celebrate Chinese New Year, my father's store was turning out the food for the whole Chinatown, and so if the capacity of my father's store area is overflowing, uh-huh. they have perhaps another table across the street into the Jin family side,
uh-huh.
in their store over there or someplace else, mm-hmm. and so that everybody in Chinatown gets in on the food.
Wow, so, and he will
so
be the only cook.
Community, yeah, community affair.
Affairs.
So, and so, my dad doesn't do all the cooking, but he sort of supervises the thing.
Uh-huh.
And he may have one or two other cooks besides all the other helper, you know,
uh-huh.
Dishwasher or vegetable cutter or what have you.
Like in your dad's store, then in the kitchen, he must have a couple wok with his.
Oh, yes, it was a built in affair. It was back of that second wooden building next to the store, is where the kitchen is.
Oh, it wasn't in
not
the brick
in,
building?
No, because there isn't enough room there, but the store.
But did you have another kitchen in the store itself, or no?
No.
It was all the next door?
Except the family kitchen, Johnny.
And upstairs?
Upstairs, that's only a small area just for the family. But downstairs,
next door,
back portion of the second building next to the brick building.
Okay, and now on these, we know that the provision most have come by ship into the St. Louis, then transfer over the rail, then freight cars to your store. Now, some of this provision that the Chinese use, like Chinese liquor, do you get that from San Francisco, or did your father make it?
No. It was shipped in from San Francisco. They come in bottles, and they usually use sealing wax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the bottle, you know, cork and all the different.
How about this Chinese Dao Fu? That come from San Francisco, or did you make it?
No, they come from San Francisco.
How about the bean sprouts? Do you raise that yourself, or that come from San Francisco?
They can raise that here, you know. I remember them raising it.
Yeah.
Some of the Chinese are pretty clever and doing things like that, you know, raising. Not only that, but I think they make their own tofu, because I remember them grinding rice.
Mm-hmm.
What for, except to make a tofu, you know, or what?
So was there any store selling these Chinese produce, Chinese goods, made it in local, other than dry goods that your father was selling?
They have, yeah. I can recall right underneath the Josh House is one store. In fact, there's two stores right there.
Uh-huh.
Selling in a small way, you know, not a thriving store.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just enough to keep it in
community.
In existence.
Mm-hmm.
And across the street, which is another double two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
Beside the Alu's original store.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Alu store, right?
Yeah, on the next over, yeah, that there.
That's the Freemason.
Is a store selling general food, you know.
Oh. This is where that Man Heng Lao is now, right?
Yeah, Shanghai Lao.
Huh?
Shanghai Lao.
Shanghai Lao. Shanghai Lao.
Isn't this Chor Street here?
Hmm?
This is Chor Street.
Yeah, Chor Street. Yeah.
And this is a Palm.
Palm Street, yeah.
Yeah, we are talking about the picture, the painting hitting on the wall. Here.
Yeah.
It's painted by H.K. Wong.
H.K. Wong.
Right.
San Francisco.
So.
And that store there, that next two-story building next to the original Alu store is another grocery store.
You mean the yellow one with the flag on it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Upstairs is a Josh House.
Uh-huh.
A Josh House in a small way. That
uh-huh.
is not like the original Josh House. For the community.
Uh-huh.
But that there has an altar,
mm-hmm.
has a painting with three gods up there. And here's one thing that I can't figure out, you know. Do we believe in one single God,
uh-huh.
like we do in other denominational churches?
Mm-hmm.
Or are there several gods? Because we have the top floor of the Alu store, we have a separate room we call the Shin Hin,
mm-hmm.
where we go in there and pray and,
right.
and
you have
light on here, right. and we used to put food and everything,
mm-hmm.
and pour whiskey,
mm-hmm.
tea,
mm-hmm.
and I used to do light punks and take care of the incense that burns like in the coil. Now, my brother Walter,
mm-hmm.
which is in between myself and Toby, right in there. Now, when he wants to go and pray or whatever. He was supposed to go across the street
uh-huh.
to this other building, Josh House,
uh-huh.
across the street, because there was a god up there,
uh-huh.
the picture,
uh-huh.
Dark face, was three eyes, you know, two regular eyes and one vertical eye on the forehead. That was his God. He was supposed to go over there and pray. Now, to this day, I distinguish whether there was a, each one of us have our own God in the Tao's belief, what? I've never had that explained to me before this one.
Did your mother go to visit the John's house quite
no,
often?
No, she had never, she didn't even go out of her own
room
or own upstairs. She was so devoted to her children. She was very kind, soft-spoken person. She was really a kind person, a remarkable lady. I wouldn't say that because just because she's my mother, but you know, by the nature, the way she treats her children, so kind to the children, people ask, he said, is she locked up in there? No, she couldn't get out. I said, no, I don't believe that is correct. I think she's just devoted to her own family. She wants to take care of her own, well, imagine eight of us, eight children. She says she's a busy woman taking care of eight children. So there's only one place, one time rather, that I have known that she has consented to go out of the house. And everybody was telling her, put on some American clothes, you know. I'm trying to tell her to change, you know, wearing shoes. In an English style, you know, with a skirt, a blouse, and go down and visit a friend, which is only half a block down on Choro Street, you know, going down towards town on the left side. There's a little adobe house there. And
opposite the mission there?
Yeah, right opposite to the mission.
Chinese friend? Or American friend?
American friend.
Oh.
So they were so friendly to each other, you know. And although my mother never speak the English language, and still they were friends. They were friends enough to insist that my mother go down and visit her sometime, because she comes up to visit us so many times. Why can't she come down and visit us? So we inspired her to go down and visit her friend. So we got some clothes for her to wear, and she wore this English
clothes
and walk a half a block down the street. That's the first
time
that I have can recall
that she walked
that
out
she
of
was out of the house.
When was that,
so
approximately?
That was how devoted a person can be to a family, you know.
Approximately what time period was that? What year?
Let's see.
Must be children all sort of grown up a little bit.
Could be in
1910,
right in there.
What was her friend's name? Do you remember?
Castro's. Mrs. Castro.
Spanish name. Castro?
Spanish name.
I see.
She was a remarkable person too, see. Castro.
I see.
Her husband was a lawyer.
I see. So, can we go back a little bit about your mother? Because we talked mostly about your father. Did your father ever mention how he met your mother, or how we got married to your
No,
mother?
We weren't inquisitive enough to find out just how they met, or whether she went up to San Francisco and bought her, or like the old Chinese, I imagine so.
But you did know, I mean, you did mention that your mother was born in San Francisco.
That's what I understand now, whether it's really true or not. I was too small to.
But did you ever visit her family in San Francisco?
No, I never did. Never knew her relatives at all.
I see. So she was told, except you were going to say
one person who was supposed to have been related uncle.
Uncle.
No, not uncle. Her
cousin.
Her brother.
Okay, that's your
what
uncle.
Is that?
Yeah.
Well, is that my uncle?
Right.
He's my uncle. That's the only person. Sing Lee. Her maiden name. Lee. From the Lee family. I remember his name. Lee Fong Nam. Lee Fong, F-O-N-G, N-A-M, Lee Fong Nam. That was his higher name. How would you say that? Those are in the higher echelon. Means that he's well educated. Does that mean is that the way you describe it, Johnny?
What's that?
Well educated.
Instead of just a common name, he has Lee Fong Nam.
It's like a when you. Go to school, you have a name.
If you're educated. You're on the higher echelon.
Right. I don't know.
So you're given another name.
I see. So that's your uncle's name. And your uncle living in San Francisco?
No, the last I heard of, he was in Stockton.
Oh, Stockton. So actually, there wasn't that much of a communication between your mother's relatives and your family.
Right. So that's the only person that I know of that was related to her. Whether she has other members of the family, I wouldn't know.
I see. Do you remember when your mother was married? How old was she? She was quite rather young.
She must have been married. They must have been married about 1888 or 1889, right in there. Passed away when she was 54 years old.
I see.
When he was 54, or
she was.
She was 54.
I see.
But your mother's maiden name was what? The Nan Ying, was that it?
Nan Ying.
Was that Silver Bird?
Silver Dove.
That is,
we call it Dove too, for a better sound.
Right.
Actually, a hawk. Chinese ying is a hawk. And instead of saying a silver hawk, it doesn't sound so good among the Caucasians than the silver dove.
I see.
So actually,
So she was very devoted to the family. She
very devoted. She was very kind. I never heard her raise her voice.
Did she have any help, you know, running such a big family, 8 members, 8 children?
We had late when I was born. What would you call the lady that take care of my mother when I was born? Nursemaid?
Nursemaid, uh-huh.
We had a Spanish nursemaid.
Oh, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. She was Spanish. She always talked Spanish. And tried to talk Spanish to me, but I didn't, wouldn't understand, but we managed to get by.
Uh-huh.
For years afterwards, you know, when I was growing up.
I imagine she speaks Spanish with your mother, too, at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the only help she had.
That's the only help.
Anybody cook for the family?
Yeah. And the other.
That's Toby.
You
were talking about the village your father came from.
If I can recall, I think it's my father came from Lung On,
mm-hmm.
Oak Gong,
uh-huh.
Whether it's a village or a province,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't know because I've never been to China.
I see. Was that the place your father actually retired? Your father went back to the village and retired there?
Yes. When he was... He was quite well-to-do, so he built a school there for the younger children of the village where he was came from, and when he went back in 1933, I believe. Last trip to China. He went back and he was more or less disappointed that it wasn't kept up. Everything was seemed run down and he was terribly disappointed that his that place was neglected. For the simple reason that a building of any sort that could stand up so long naturally would be in a sad shape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine when he went back, he expected to see just the way he visualized it when he left it,
mm-hmm.
which is a brand new, fresh building and all. And what he can't get through his head that age has taken this place and everything deteriorated.
He was so disappointed he came back to the United States and didn't go back, didn't want to go back.
No, he had enough of it. So.
I see. When did he build this?
Pardon.
When did he build this Chinese school back in the village?
I couldn't tell you.
Probably after the World War One, around the 20s.
Must be, I think.
Did your father make more than one trip? You said for the last time you went back, you must have made several trips then, right?
Perhaps 3 or 4 trips.
As you remember.
Yeah, since he arrived in this country.
Did he go back alone or he actually took a couple
well
children back? Was your mother or your mother never went back? To
no. As far as I know, He went by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Except his last trip in 1933, my two youngest brother, mm-hmm. Howard and Fred,
uh-huh.
the colonel,
uh-huh.
Went back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them went back. And that was the time when he put on a big celebration back in China. Well, Chinese usually think of people from this country, from Gold Hill,
uh-huh.
Gold Mountain,
mm-hmm.
always go back loaded, you
mm-hmm.
see. So wealthy that day. He threw a party for 2,000 people.
2,000 people?
So they built a special pavilion out of bamboo, what have you. I wasn't there, but Howard can tell you.
Uh-huh.
2,000 people, and invited all the people in the village
mm-hmm.
for this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bandits heard this wealthy man from the Gold Mountain is here, and so they're gonna gang up and rob him or hold him for ransom or something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my brothers got wind of it,
mm-hmm.
heard that the bandits were coming. Overnight, they took off and
left the village.
Took off, went over to Hong Kong
uh-huh.
to escape the bandits.
Wow.
Must have been a thrilling experience.
Uh-huh.
Took off